the book launch for Joni. It has been such a pleasure to work on this book with Joni. By the way, I'm Lisa Tomey-Zonneville. I'm the publisher for Prolific Pulse Press. And it's been a pleasure to work with Joni. A little bit history. I've known Joni since, I can't remember exactly when. I met her through Living Poetry. We did a, I'm on the panel for them, and we did a book launch, I believe it was, for Social Justice Inks. And Joni came and just cried so hard because it really touched her heart so much and shared a little bit of her own story. And I thought, man, I love this lady. She just feels, I like people who feel things, you know, and she's already knew that she was a poet. And since that time, we've connected, you know, and across different ways and book launches and that. And she's been a real avid supporter of the different launches that we've had. And a lot of the people that we publish, she's, you know, read their books and written reviews and that. So it didn't take any kind of bending of my arm or anything to accept her book for publication. How could anybody pick up this book one petal at a time and not want the opportunity to publish it? Like we were talking about before the show, it is a hard read. It's a lot of extremely personal things that pull at every bit of your heart. Having a background in working with women who have been abused and, you know, doing some pretty intensive therapy with others who've been abused. I heard their stories as well as I was reading Joni's stories. And the nice thing that we see coming from this book is it's in a three-part, you have three parts to it, and you come through the life with Joni, but you come through the healing as well. And so at the end of the book, you're like, wow, this is going to give people hope. I'm getting chill bumps already because it's just, it really touches my heart deeply. And the fact that Joni and I both knew who Claudia Black was, well, there you go. So to me, it was all a part of what was meant to be and part of the plan for us to connect with one another. So it's an honor to be able to publish this book. And so I'm just really thrilled.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.
I'm so grateful that you published my book. So thank you so much.
Well, I'm grateful that you came to me because that shows that you trust me. And I did. Appreciate that. It takes a lot to trust somebody else to manage your book and to publish it. And it's been a really great relationship. And I can't say this without also mentioning Scott and how much of a support he has been. Sometimes when Joni and I be having conversations, I say, have Scott take a look at this, especially if it's anything technical. You know, maybe Scott can go over this particular thing because he's our technical support person, as well as the fact that he's so much in love with Joni that I think he worships the ground that she walks on, and it's probably pretty mutual. So, and even Carolyn got involved, but we won't go into that. But just say that her support and the moral support has been very helpful as well in getting this going, as well as everybody in this room, because we're all here to applaud Joni and this wonderful release of the book. So I'm going to bring in the first guest who will be doing a video for us because he could not be here. And so we decided to put a video together. So here we go.
Greetings, everyone. I am Zanita Varnado Johns, also known as Zan Johns, and I am one of Joni's biggest fans. Congratulations, dear Joni. I received my book. It is absolutely beautiful. I love it. I'm honored to share a poem today. I couldn't be there with you due to travel. This is the next best thing. Joni, you are a phoenix, and I'm honored to know you. I gotta tell you, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a therapist, but I know good medicine when I see it. I know love when I see it. And this book carries both. This book is full of medicine, and it's going to make a difference for so many people. I decided to share a poem from section 3. I haven't read the complete book. I can't wait to finish it. I started with section 1, which is heartbreaking. It's rough. And I want to hug that little girl. I'm so happy that she was such a warrior. I'm so happy that that little girl survived and she's here thriving. Joni, that's you. I am going to share from page 92, the poem titled, I Am. What a powerful expression it is. Standing like a rock in a child's story, incapable of puncturing with words or stones for what can be done that hasn't already been done. Resilient, balancing myself like the great Rocky Mountain goats, ascending the craggy terrain. Roam Earth's surface, unafraid. Stages of my new liberating life. Growing up a young and an old soul. In my later years, I rejoice and enjoy childhood with my best friend. Food nourishing me as it never did before. Laughter comes easy to my throat, like a welcomed guest that warms the inside of me like a hot bowl of soup, filling me with love in all aspects of my life. Torn and tattered no more, the child rests. Oh my goodness, I love that. The child rests. Rest, beautiful child. You are now a phenomenal woman who is out healing the world. Congratulations, Joni. I couldn't be prouder. I can't wait to finish reading this book and writing a 5-star review. Carry on.
Greetings, everyone. I am Zanita Varnado-Jones, also known as Zan.
There we go.
Wow, that was awesome.
It really was. And that is what I was talking about when I said, you remind me so much of Harper Lee with the end of that, talking about the child rests. It was just such a great redemption story. And I just, the ending just made this book all the better for me. That's why it, for me, wasn't difficult and sad, because I just hung literally on every word as it was closing out in every poem. And when I thought that it can't get better, it did. It just kept getting better. And I'm so happy for you, because I just never knew that you were that great of a writer. I knew you were an awesome person, but boy, you're a heck of a writer, Joni.
Thank you. Oh, Cheryl, that's amazing. Thank you.
Lots of love.
It's beautiful. Thank you. Oh, such wonderful people we have in this room.
My heart.
Okay, next would be Francisco. He is going to read us some poetry, but before we start that, I want to talk about Francisco a little bit. Oh my goodness, I had a wonderful interview with Francisco and talking about his artwork for the book. He's the artist for this book. And when Joni showed me the artwork, you know, the first piece I saw was what's on the cover. And I'm like, oh, I hope that we're going to use this on the cover, because this would be perfect. And when I found out that was what she wanted to do, I was just overjoyed. The cover is such a big piece of a book. I mean, that's the first thing people see. And I'm like, whoa, this is going to really just knock it off the shelves, so to speak. And it's just a very, very beautiful cover, as well as the internal art. And I'm so grateful, Francisco, for your creativity and for your dedication, and that you and Joni connected so that she could connect this art with her book. And it's also, as always happens with Joni, you also have become good friends, because you can't help but love her. And I got to know you too as a poet. And, you know, in the interview, you read some of your poetry, and I'm just overjoyed. And I'm getting to know Ghoul because she's the one that handles all your business and stuff. So, yay. But thank you so much for all you've contributed for this book and for your heart and soul that you put into everything that you've done. And I'm going to invite you to say whatever you'd like to say and to read some poetry.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Lisa. It's more than a pleasure to be here. It's really enchanting. And I've been following Joni's work for several years now, and every new one that she publishes and that she puts out grabs me even more and more. The essence and the message of this book, when I found out, I really felt honored to be a participant, and I'm so happy that people that like Claudia Black have endorsed this work, because it's really phenomenal, and it's not only a work of art in poetry, but it's a work of healing, like everybody has been saying, and it's true. It reaches those that would share that same experience and give them strength and hope that things will change and things can change, and there is power in words, and there is power in examples. So I have my book here as well. Received it. Thank you very much, Joni. I want to read this. This poem is from the first section of the book, and it's actually the second poem on page 8, called "Noisy Thoughts in the Night." So, noisy thoughts in the night, engulfing the ominous shadows, haunted by fearful noises, circling in the red brick house as it battles. Frightened, I hide my innocent face, evil leeching off of crimson concrete. Under cold sheets, beetles alter pace. Darkness, dots of black and white, wild face, craziness. Will she come? Blackness like fog, tugging on fright, crawling, tender body parts I shield, primal map of my red cement floor. Children, not in a position to yield forever. I beg her to stop, please, yet I shall die on that red cement. Mine drifts to sun and clapping trees in the woods. I will find a new friend tomorrow while I play with my doll. Magnificent the forest, its voice the wind, hoping for my freedom and an early spring, asking the Lord. I bow my head to pray, tell me what echo of night owls might bring. It's very powerful. It's very telling of what a child that's not capable of analyzing the situation surrounding her would think. It's a phenomenal work.
Thank you, Francisco. Beautiful reading.
Thank you. Thank you, Lisa.
Joni, you had your hand up. Did you want to say
something? I just wanted to say thank you, of course, for Francisco and Ghoul, and also all of these works were original works, and they were donated, of course, for the book, which is a huge gift and an enormous amount of effort. So God bless you both, and thank you so much.
God bless you too.
God bless you, Joni.
Thank you. Beautiful. Sarfraz, you know I can't have a book launch without you here. You're my book launch buddy now. I may have to promote you at some point. Sarfraz Ahmed, his most recent book, Pardon Me, You're Stepping on a Poet. And you have another one out too that just came out at the same time, Early Works.
Early Works.
I haven't picked that one up yet. But
yeah.
Sarfraz, I've known you forever, and I have almost all of your books. What can I say about you? I know you're a careers advisor and you help people make decisions about what they're going to do with their life. And on the other hand, you wear this poetry hat with such pride. And if anybody follows you on Instagram, they get a taste of your beautiful poetry every day. And it's wonderful. You're such a poetry ambassador. You really get your work out there and you encourage the works of other people. So thank you so much, and thank you for asking to be a part of this book launch. And of course, I'd like to invite you to read the poetry.
Thank you. Thank you, Lisa. And thanks everyone for being here. I've known Joni. I first met Joni. Let's talk about how I got to know Joni. I got to know Joni through a mutual friend, a mentor that he's become, is Elliot M. Rubin. And Elliot has critique groups that he runs, I think, about 2 or 3 days a week. And Joni came as part of that critique group a couple of months ago. And that's where we actually met and we hit it off. Joni's poetry was simply out there. There is something different. And I like difference when it comes to poets. We're not all the same, and we're talking about different things, but there's a style and there's a technique. And I've looked in the book, and it's actually, I'm looking at it, I'm going, wow, 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 this is amazing. So Joni, congratulations. Congratulations on your debut book. I know how difficult it is to put a book together. People seem to think that we just kind of pluck books out of thin air, but we don't realize how difficult it is. We can write poetry. That's easy. That's a natural gift. I think all poets we've got, but we are not always good at writing books, and we have to learn that. So well done. So I've got the book. There it is. I've done a little bit of promotion. I've got half of England and most of Europe all wanting to buy your book. So I am totally on the case, and I'm going to do some more publicity as well. So the book itself is amazing. It will bring a tear to your eye because it's a journey, and you take the reader on a journey. You force them, you pull them, and you pull at the heartstrings, and you show your vulnerability. Someone asked me, what makes a great poet? And I said, the greatest poet is a poet that can show their vulnerability, and you show it in bucket loads. I want to read a poem that I was drawn to, because I wanted, not to say that anything that's not uplifting isn't a good poem, but I think for the book launch, I wanted something a little bit more, a little bit different, and I found it. And this poem is called Lost Season. It's in the second part of the book. So the book is in three parts. And this one's called Lost Season. Tasting you like yesterday's summer sky. Feeling you shiver when we both hold one another to breathe goodbye. Holding you, days of the lover, mourning that sultry passion lost. My love always, it seems, comes with a painful cost. Thank you.
Thank you so
much. There's a Joni, there's a lot. Thank you so much. Thank you.
They mean so much. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you as well. I know you've been a huge ambassador. I've had lots of messages. People think I'm an American poet. Did you know?
No, that's funny.
That actually makes me laugh. But I think they've been watching my open mic and festival work, and then they realise, actually, he's not. Okay, so I'm going to read a poem that actually I think would fit fantastically in your book. And it's a poem called Strong. And it's a poem that, well, when I write poetry, I'm not conscious of what I'm writing or what time frame I'm writing it in. So when I've published a book and I come back at it, it's like I'm reading someone else's poem. Mm-hmm. So there's a bit of distance, and I hope you like it. And I dedicate this to you, Joni. This is from the heart, 100%, called Strong. When they tell you you're not good enough, when they tell you it's not enough, when they tell you they want more, when they push you down, cemented and tormented, push your head underwater, when they wait for you to drown. When you hover on the brink, you want to lose yourself and sink, burn yourself time and time again. You want to surrender, give in to the hurt, give in to the pain. When it's beyond anything you've ever known, it's time to stand up, push and pull skin and bone. Put on your armor, the thickets of skins. Pick up your tools, get ready to fight, to show all the fools, all those that did you wrong. Show them that you are good enough. Show them that you are strong. Thank you. And Joni, that's for you. You are strength. And you give us strength. So keep going, and you know, and I know how hard it is to write a debut poetry collection, and this is one of the best I've ever seen. And congratulations to Lisa as well.
That was a beautiful piece, and you're right, that could have gone in my book very easily. I found another one that I'll be reading. I've already read it actually and recorded.
Oh, bless you. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you're enjoying my poetry as I am enjoying yours as well. And I'm a great ambassador. And you know, if you ever need me, I'm here for you. So enjoy. Enjoy the moment and enjoy the success.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
Thank you, Safras, for reading and for your continued support. We can't help but love you. That's my brother in London. Next, we have Carolyn Bishop, Joni's daughter, who looks like her twin sister. And welcome, Carolyn. I know your mother just adores you. I don't have to tell you that. I'm sure that you know it every day. I even know that you all have lunch together sometimes far distances apart. I think that's so special. And
thank you, Lisa.
You for your support. And I understand you're going to be reading some of Joni's work.
Yes, thank you. And I first I want to congratulate you, Lisa. It was not, there were times when you guys were putting this book together and asking Amazon to get the work out there, and it was a really difficult time. So I just want to congratulate you for sticking through that process and doing such a fantastic job of getting it done right. It was not always easy. Sometimes the best things that happen take a lot of struggle, for sure. And just want to let you know that I really appreciate you doing that. And it was, sometimes it was exciting and fun, and I'm thankful I got to do it with you a couple times. And then I, of course, want to thank Scott for supporting my mom so much. And they're like the dynamic duo. So thank you, Scott, so much. And I'm just really thankful for everybody, all of you that support Joni so much. I'm really touched. I want to know more about Cheryl later, because I'm just so thankful for everything that she's saying about my mother. And I'm kind of overwhelmed with the support and really thankful. I'm very, very, very proud of my mother and just so thankful for how hard she worked on this book. And she's absolutely inspiring me. The words that she writes in the book are, I'm amazed. I'm like, mother, you are a word magician. It's incredible how she takes her pain and sorrow and then mixes it with nature and turns it into this beautiful message that people can learn from. So I'm still trying to catch up with how she is this incredible writer and how she became this incredible writer. I know how hard she works at it, and I'm just inspired by it and so thankful that she has worked so hard on us for 7 years. And all of you remind me how important it is to have really good support system and people that care about the work you're doing, because we all need that. We can't do great things alone, and that's for sure. I also want to say, Francisco Cabrera, you and your wife have some of the most incredible art that I've seen. When I was 22, I lived in Madrid for a year, and I often visited the Prado after school, and it was incredible. I don't think I, you know, the 5 or 6 times I visited it, I didn't think I got through the whole place, because I'm sure you've been there many times and it's huge, but your art is incredible, and the messages that you put into your art are incredible, just like the cover of the book with the crosses, the fish, the beautiful lines. I'm absolutely touched by it, and I love your art. I have it in my office, and I have it in our home. And I just want to thank you for all the collaboration you two have done with Joni, because it's an awesome, it's another dynamic team going on. So
you're welcome.
Thank you so much, Carolyn. It's always thank been you. A pleasure for me, not only to create art, to paint, but in the sense of collaborating with such a powerful work. It's I'm still amazed by it, and extremely happy.
I think it's incredible. I think that, you know, there should be a fantastic physical space where you guys demonstrate your art and poetry. I think it's incredible. It's just beautiful. So thank you. Thanks to both of you too.
Thank you, Carolyn, yeah. For my sweet daughter, for being here.
Love yes, her. I love you. I love you, Mother. Mm-hmm. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm going to read Sundry Cages, page 86 of the work. Seeking refuge, sorrow still, like drops of vinegar in respite. I lay them down on hairy green leaves, gesturing upon a trellis of jasmine white. Buds scent like heaven's gate, a lion sleeps still this night. Gorilla's rough hands touch sadness, grooming air as I breathe. Trees know my heart. Prayers go up for me. The sins of the father, the sins of the mother. Does my core rest redolent of childhood innocence? Freedom from sundry cages, sorrow, regret, and grasping. All are guilty, so we raise, loosing our own body's sin. Florets spring from fingertips. Melodiously, I lay me down. Hands of the earth, kiss me. Peace beckons. Hope is in a songbird's sound. I love that poem, Mother. And then, if you all don't mind, I'm also going to read Tribute to the Forest. Another beautiful poem on page 93. Disentangling my body as my spirit flows without restraint. Through the dreams of the elusive creatures of the blessed forest land. My skin touches tiny petals of love that float freely, as cottonwood trees have turned the forest into a winter land. As their fleecy white seeds blow into my dreamland with a subtle gust, reminiscent of the exquisite white feather of the albino cardinal. Long sought after breezes, turning sultry air cooler and into the melodies of the water lilies. Floating with caution, scarcely touching the gentle swan neck moss as I tiptoe to the sounds of the covered land beneath the forest. Light brown is the speckled fur of a newborn fawn wrapped within itself and helpless as it lays in the pine needle's nest, awaiting the solace of its mother. Golden dart male frogs calling out in the tempo to find a willful mate. Its strength, a poison plentiful enough to slay 10 unsullied humans. Sing to me sanctioned memories of your charms, for I cling so tender, bringing back your magic, blessed with the forest of my youth. Swallow me in your belly, for God will bring me back to this splendor. Until then, my gentle friend, I will dream of you from above your sculpted tops. I will meet you there where eagles fly and children play and share their treasured honey drops.
Wow. Thank you, Carolyn. That was beautiful.
You're welcome.
Thank you, sweetie.
Thank you.
Do we get to hear Francisco read, Lisa, too?
Oh, he already read.
He did read.
He did?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I missed it. Nervous. In the
beginning, we're here in playback.
Yes, I'll get it. Anything I miss in playback. I'm so glad you do that. I was nervous.
I do have see that some people have already started it, and I really like that. If you could write something in the chat, a cheer, a greeting, something about Joni in the chat, so I can save that for her. This is one of the things that, because we're so nervous while we're in this session and all of that, and we miss things. So it's nice to see it written that somebody might have to say, and I'll see that she gets that. So, Joni, you're on. It's so great to have you here, of course, the guest of honor.
Thank you.
I would like to invite everyone that has a copy of the book to hold their book up so we can get like a good shot of everybody poking their screen.
Oh, mine's in a different room.
Oops. That's okay. We got a pretty good number.
Mine is, I'm looking at it, but it's a little bit across the way.
That's okay. Thank you. Okay, Joni. I know that we talked about you'd like to open up a time for people to freely ask any questions that they might have for you as well as Francisco. Mm-hmm. And so we can open it up to that now if you'd like. If anybody has any particular questions or comments that they'd like to make. And if it is, of course, Joni, whatever you would like to say as well.
I would like to say something. Mm-hmm. I would like to thank my friends for being here. Jeanette, I love you so much. And you have been an inspiration forever.
I always will be here for you. Always.
Same thing, Jill.
Joni, I love you. I'm so proud of you. I'm so happy for you. And there's no one who works harder or deserves this more, to my mind. So congratulations.
Thank you so much. And my daughter, God bless you. It's so sweet to have you here. And I can't see all the people that are here. I don't know if Cheryl's still here, but what she said truly touched my heart. And Zanetta's recording was beautiful. And Francisco, it's really hard to know how to thank someone who is not only an extremely brilliant writer, he's a wonderful poet, he's a wonderful musician, and he's an incredible artist. So I don't know if they're still here or not, but I'm very grateful that he, you know, donated the illustrations that he did for the book. And like Lisa, I agree that the drawing for the cover was perfect. So I was so happy that you were as crazy about it as I was. So I just want to thank everybody here that has supported me, and those that aren't here that have supported me. I love you all. I love everybody that follows me, and I don't care if you do or not. I still say prayers for the whole community. So I am blessed, and I hope to have time to read more of your work, people that have books out, and be able to write reviews and do some of the things that Lisa and I have been pretty busy. She's worked very hard on this book, which I really appreciate. And she had a newbie, so she has been wonderful because she has had to hold my hand the whole time. And I really appreciate that. I really do. It's not an easy process to go through. And I love what Sarfraz said, because it's so true. You think it's going to be this, when you start going into it, an easy breezy kind of thing. It's not. I mean, there you have to edit and re-edit, and your publisher has to be there, and you're calling them all hours of the day and night. And she always picked up her phone. God bless you for that, Lisa. I'm sure you wanted to curse when you got off the phone some days, but I'm very appreciative of your help and your love. And my friends, everybody on here, I can't thank you enough. I'm so touched. And thank you again, daughter, especially. I know how busy your day was today and all the stuff you have going on. Thank you. And
my honor.
Yes, I'm willing to take any questions that anybody has. And then I do want to give Francisco a chance to answer questions that people might have for him as well.
I have a question.
Okay.
How long did it take you to write all of these poems? How was it, 1 year, 2 years?
When Lisa accepted the book, it was a year old. So, but to write, because some of the poems, that's a good question, because some of the poems in the very beginning, there's an acknowledgement page, and some of these were previously published. But I'd say a good 4 years off, and it's got 4 years worth of work, not the whole straight thing, but pieces of work that was done up to 4 years ago. But a lot of it's brand new. Most of it is brand new. And it's hard to write this kind of poetry. It really is, because you keep reliving it. Wow. But thank you. Yeah. That's a good question.
Thank
you. I have a question, Joni. It's for you. Hi. It's for you and, is it Francisco? Oh, I'm not sure. Did I say it right?
Yeah.
Both of you. Obviously, you're working together on a joint project. Not easy to do. What I wanted to know is, did the art come after the poetry, or did the poetry come, I was wondering how the collaboration began.
That's an excellent question, and I'll answer part, and if Francisco wants to come on too, he can. Goal is his representative, the lady that is with him, and she is also extreme. There they are. Extremely knowledgeable about art, and her and I talked, certainly, and Francisco and I talked, and actually there is, if you really, really look at the drawings very closely, which I can't help but look at Francisco's work and not just examine every little part, because there's so much in every little tiny square, literally, and his graphite and Indian ink works especially. So, and it takes real skill. Lisa knew about that. And because she's also done some work with Indian ink. But when you're dealing with something like this, there's so much detail. And the detail, much of it matches the story. I think the most significant thing was the red brick.
Yeah.
That was, or the brick that was put in the center of the whole thing, because that kind of was, and that was in part one. And Ghoul actually picked out, with Francisco's help, but I think she had first pick, if I'm not mistaken. And the choices that she made were perfect and beautiful. And again, they were all donated, and there's lots of symbolism in Francisco's work that I love. So we actually, it was as soon as he said he would help or he would want to be involved in this project, I felt incredibly blessed, because I think he's a brilliant artist. And, we'll be reading, the next generation will be reading about him and studying him like he studies other artists now. I know that, and I'm just really proud to have a collection of his work and feel very blessed. So Francisco, do you have anything you want to add about what it was like collaborating and stuff?
Yeah.
Well, yes, first of all, it's very thrilling, because like I had mentioned before, I was pretty well acquainted with your poetry, which I've always loved, and your poetry brings out the images so clearly that even though I had never done collaborations before, I felt that it would be something that would enrich my work and your work, and together it would create something different, something good and valuable. You've so well explained the origins of the illustrations in the book. The cover was new. I did thinking not yet knowing the title of the book. I kept thinking about that same petals theme, mm-hmm. because it's something very fragile and something that at the moment enhances a flower, but in a day or two it's gone. But it's replaced by
another one,
and that was my inspiration for the. We're thinking of the theme of the cover.
Well, I love the cover.
I do too.
It's just beautiful. It's just beautiful.
It really is.
Yes, that's all his work behind me too. If you can see it, I don't know if you can see any of that.
It's so stunning.
Did we answer your question?
Oh yeah, definitely. It was just nice to hear the inside out working of it, and you know it's not easy because obviously I've got art in my book, so mm-hmm. I know because I'm doing the art for the book, so it's different. Mm-hmm. But when you have to work with someone else, you know how the process was, and it's a beautiful book, and I can't wait to finish reading it.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much for your question too. It was a great question. Good to see.
Welcome.
You can find Francisco and Ghoul both on Instagram. So I followed them that way.
Yeah,
they both
do
wonderful displays of the art.
I try to put them out as
I enjoy it.
Could be.
Very colorful. I like it.
Thank you.
And
if I may just add, by the way, since we've just received the book, we are going to go on a mission here in Spain. We are from Valencia, the Mediterranean coast of Spain. And we have a rather interesting and growing community of expatriates from the United States and Great Britain that read English. So we're going to go out there and bring them the knowledge of this book now that we have editions here. I'm very hopeful and thinking that it'll be, well, I know it's going to be well received by anybody that loves poetry.
It will be.
And poetry seems to be growing and growing in popularity. More and more people are aspiring to write poetry and reading poetry. And there's actually, I was surprised last week I found out that there is an actual club here called Hemingway, Club Hemingway, that meets in a bar. We found out too late to attend, but apparently they have, I don't know if it's every month or every week, an English reading night of a session, like an open mic in to read poetry only in English, and it's right here in Valencia. And so it's awesome. I think I think we can reach a lot of people here in this part of Europe as well.
Very nice. Thank you. That's wonderful. Sorry.
I see Karuna has his hand up. Sorry.
No, I didn't. I was trying to clap before.
Oh. That's exciting. Anybody else?
Lisa, I've got a question. I've got a question for Joni, if that's okay. Joni, I mean, obviously this is your debut book. I think it's one of the best, and I'm not just saying, one of the best debut poetry collections I've ever seen, considering you've never had a book out. It's obviously, Lisa, this is, you know, your influence, fantastic, but you put a fantastic book together. I think it's one of the best debuts that I've seen for a long, long time. I think this year's been a year of great poetry, don't you think? I think this is an amazing year. Okay, the question I've got for Joni is, what's next? Have you, and now this book is out, you've done a poetry book, hopefully it's not put you off. When I did my first poetry book and subsequent books that I did, I learned a lot from it. And it didn't put me off. I think the first, second one might have done, but I carried on. What's next on the horizon?
Well, that's a good question. I think, and I'm being completely honest, I think when I, because I always am honest, brutally so, anyway, it gets me into trouble sometimes, but I do better writing, I think, when I'm not under pressure.
Yeah.
I think putting the book and knowing this is going to go into a book added this whole different layer of pressure. And yeah. And for me, you know, I can look out the window and I can, you know, come up with a poem in my head pretty quickly. But when I know it's got to be a poem that fits in a book, not saying that. So I think if I go to the side and keep writing and saving my stuff, like you do, Sarfraz, as we know.
Yeah, I do that as well.
And like Francisco and Gul were talking about, it's exciting that you have a place where you can go and recite your beautiful
book.
And
yeah.
Great deal on the show the other day too.
Oh, thank you.
I love that little poem too, that short poem. But it's exciting that people can do that and share that. Yeah. And I think that helps, you know, but for me, I'll probably just write for a while. And I'm looking forward to that without any pressure.
Yeah.
I mean, I do a couple of posts on magazines and for this month, but this month and next month. But I think I'm just going to write and I'm not going to stop writing, but I think I'll just keep writing and kind of like you, like the, not the latest book or Don't Sit on the Poet, but pardon me, be, I don't know if you caught that in the video or not. Pardon me, did you hear that loud ding? And I said, pardon me.
Pardon me, you're stuck on a poet.
That was hilarious. But anyway, that's probably what I'm going to do. And I'm also going to spend some time with my husband because he literally has cooked 3 meals a day and for I don't know how long. And yeah, we're just going to have some fun together too.
Just enjoy yourself and take some time off. I'm just going to, just to let you know, I mean, I know exactly because we've spoken about the anxiety and the panic and, that goes with putting a book out. And especially if you've never done that before. I mean, I remember after writing with Annette Tarpley, you know, we put out Two Hearts. I couldn't even look at a poem for about 4 weeks and let alone write. I actually suffered from writer's cramp afterwards. So I couldn't even write. I couldn't look because it was too much for me. I absolutely had to let go of the whole thing for a bit and then slowly edge my way back in again. But that was probably the most pressurized moment when we did Two Hearts with Annette. And I remember when the book was released, I spent hours doing nonstop interviews. It was nonstop interviews. It became an Amazon bestseller, but the price that I paid, I don't know whether it was worth it or not, but I'm still here. I'm still here to live the tale, but I do not ever want to go through that again, ever. I've said that to myself.
Okay.
So, So
well, I appreciate your emails encouraging me too.
And yeah, you've got to. I think as a writer, I think, you know, we're all writers here. We've got to manage the expectation. We've got to understand it. And also, writing tells us about a lot about ourselves as people, you know, hugely, you know, not just the poetry, but the whole process of putting a book together. So, but congratulations. I really believe it's a lot. I've had loads of messages from my friends and people in the UK about buying it. A lot of people have bought it. I do know that they have bought it. And I am going to do some more publicity as you are doing, Mike. I think me and you make a great team. I think I think you're brilliant, and I just want you to keep going and be strong and keep writing, because ultimately we write poetry, we're writing it for ourselves. So congratulations.
Thank you so much. I do hope to be able to do some speaking engagements. Definitely, that's always been a goal.
It's the most rewarding, but the most scariest thing you can ever do. I've done festivals now. I've got another one coming up, but I do open mic at least once or twice a week. Mm-hmm. At least.
Very good at it.
Practice. Oh, thank you. I got better. Joni, I think I just smiled in the right places, Joni.
Carolyn's window were looking for you.
Oh,
some visitors up there.
Oh, hey, sweeties. These are my beautiful grandchildren. Hi, guys. Got the whole family there. Hi, guys. Hey.
They wanted to say congratulations.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Oh, wait, we got one more.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Tito, how sweet. Thank you so much.
Good job.
Really, thank you. You touched my heart. Thank you all. I love you guys so much.
We love Miss you too.
Thank
and
you.
Hi, Grandma.
Thank you, Vito.
Good job, Joni.
Good job. You did it. You did it.
We love you guys so much.
We love you too.
Thank you. Touch my heart. Thank you, boys, so much. Thank
yeah,
you so
we're much. Proud of you.
Such a beautiful family.
Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl.
They are. They definitely are. Thank you.
Well, is there anybody else that has anything they'd like to talk about or share? If not, sure.
I just kind of wanted to just share with Joni. Take each book as its own unique message or story.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think about your first book. Don't think about your second book. Think about the book and the work as you're doing it.
Yeah.
And you will take the pressure off of yourself.
Mm.
Wow.
The writing is great writing. That's always going to stand and speak for itself. But you will put undue pressure on what you're putting out as a product if you stress too much on, well, it has to be a certain thing. It doesn't have to be anything. It's an empty slate. So as you're working on it, think of it as its own individuality, as its own unique piece as you're working on it. And you will the book will write itself. You will tell your own unique story.
Thank you. That's really great advice. I really do appreciate that. Got a lot of Amazon bestsellers here today. Really good, and multiple in some cases. So thank you. I really appreciate that advice. Makes a lot of sense. Thank you. And thank you to Sarfraz for your advice. Very helpful. Thank you. God bless you all. Touch my heart.
Well, thank you all for coming out today and celebrating with us. I feel like I'm just in a big family reunion kind of situation. So, I know quite a few people already here, and I've met new friends. So, and Joni's grandkids too. That's so sweet. I think that's the first time I've seen that happen in a book launch. So awesome.
Well, somebody else has their child on. Where did he go? Karuna did for a minute.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, thank you all so much for coming out. Let's give a round of applause to Joni for all of her hard work.
Lisa. Thank you, Joni.
Thank
God
you.
God bless you all. And you all have a great Sunday. Thank you, Joni. You did it.
Thank you. Thank you all so much. It means the world to me, really. You all have touched my heart deeply. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you, sweetie. Thank you, Jill, so much for coming.
Oh, you deserve it, Joni.
Thank you.
I think back to when you and I were proofreading Homeowners Association documents together.
Yes.
And this is such an amazing accomplishment for you, and you deserve it. So.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
I love you.
I love you too.
Bye.
Bye. Very sweet.
Thank you, guys. So good to see you. Love to you both.
Nice to meet everybody.
Yeah, nice to meet all of you. I have a couple more books to look up now. Sarfraz's and Cheryl's.
Yeah, I'm going to order mine today. I'm excited.
Awesome.
Oh, thank you, guys.